holding up the head of the enemy general Holofernes she'd just beheaded. The Judith had been set up on the Piazza della Signoria in front of the seat of Florence's government to celebrate chasing the Medici despots out of Florence. So when, almost a century later, Cosimo de' Medici became Duke, he wanted a statue which would reverse all that. A manly hero, beheading a female monster. And Cellini, an alpha male who knew all about bloody killings, seized his chance. Donatello had cast Judith in pieces. Cellini promised to do the Perseus in one casting. Impossible, scoffed the Duke. The liquid bronze won't reach all those extremities. Watch me, said Cellini, who liked talking back to his patrons.
Cellini was playing for the highest stakes imaginable. The casting of the Perseus was the moment that was going to transform him from a goldsmith, a craftsman, the mere artisan to whom everybody condescended, into an artist superhero, the real thing. Having set up everything just right, suddenly, as the melted bronze was going to be poured, Cellini falls deathly ill of a terrible fever. So sick, so ill, he's sure he's going to die. There's an incredible storm, wind, rain, the roof is partly removed, the cover of the furnace explodes. And most fatally, the temperature of the molten bronze starts to lower. That word that nobody wants to hear in a foundry, caking. The premature coagulation of the alloy starts to be set, and the assistants come running. Maestro, maestro, everything is going pear-shaped. The bronze alloy will cool. It won't run to all the extremities of the mold, and you end up with this little kind of dwarfish homunculus.